Hallelujah, hallelujah. James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire, in the north of England, here with a little message for you. Hallelujah, about authority. As of yesterday, I said this yesterday, but most people don't know the authority that God has given them. They are passive. God gave the power to heal. Heal the sick. To us. To us. Yes. Do you have sick family members? God gave the power to heal. To us, because on the cross it says the stripes of Jesus were sufficient. By the stripes of Jesus you have been healed, not might be, but have been. Claim it. It's the S3R principle that I've taught before. Okay, you speak out the promises of God. For example, by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. For example, it is God who gives me power to get wealth because he prospers me. By example, my family blessed. By example, eternal life. By example, greater is he who is in me than is in the world. So much. So many good things, because God cannot lie. His word is truth. He says the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah, they're the truth. And today, it's the S3R principle. You speak out those promises and you release the power of faith. You release it and then you receive the blessings that he promised in the beginning of Ephesians chapter 1. We've already been blessed. When God says to you, you've already been blessed with everything. And you've just spent maybe a few weeks crying out to heaven, oh God, don't let this happen. Oh, why is this happening? Why are you allowing that happen? He's already done it. Your attitude needs to change. You need to now receive. It's like just appropriating what your Father in heaven has already provided. You're asking for God to move when he's already moved. If this relates to you in a personal situation, maybe your marriage today, you've been asking for God's help. He's already done it. You just have to say, Father, I thank you that you've already provided, that you've already repaired this marriage, that you're already going to put it together. And then things will change. He's already done things, guys. You're coming from the wrong approach. You're asking him to do what he's already done. Hallelujah. Submit you to God. Submit to God and then resist the devil and he'll flee, it says in James 4:7. The onus is on us. You must accept the wrong responsibility and use your authority. If you today could truly recognize this, your health would spring forth, your wealth would spring forth, and your relationships would blossom too. Hallelujah. Do you know? Just because you don't know there's a spiritual war going on doesn't mean that it isn't. Yeah? It doesn't mean that it isn't. That's like being in the Somme, you know, in World War One. Bombs going off left, right and centre, gas here, that there, and say, no, I'm in the supermarket, putting your fingers in your ears and going, la, 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 I'm not here, I'm not here. No, there is no way around it. You're in a spiritual war. We battle against not flesh, but against spiritual enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so the thing is today, guys, you've been anointed with power. Tonight, your prayer must be this. Father, I do believe. But Father, there is so much in my life. So many areas where I need you, my relationships, my job, my health. And I understand, according to the word of your truth, the Bible, that I'm already healed, that I'm already prospered, that I'm already saved. I accept and receive that in Jesus' name. And watch, watch the power transform everything. Give it a try. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire, in the north of England. Email still welcome, guys. Amen.